I'd like to think that fate had a hand in what happened that summer. That it was the Pants' destiny to find us. Where they came from, and why they chose us, well, that will always be a mystery. But perhaps that was part of their miracle. That they sensed in that moment how much we needed them. How much we needed some little bit of faith to hold on to. When it seemed like everything we believed in was about to slip away. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself.
So that makes it extra.
We've been a foursome for as long as I could remember.
Where are we going?
In fact, we were a foursome before we were born.
And seven. Anyone feel any kicking?
Our mothers met at a prenatal aerobics class.
Almost there.
They really didn't have anything in common. Except their due date.
One, and relax. Good work.
The first one out of the gate,
oh,
was Bridget.
Uh-oh. Ladies, let's keep it together.
The rest of us followed within the week. Bridget liked to take charge.
Only with this.
And you know what? Sometimes that worked in our favor. And that's how it always was with us. Give and take. But mostly give.
Lena, I don't think he's coming back this time.
It's gonna be okay, Carmen. I'll come over first thing tomorrow. Tippy and Bridget, too. Just stay on the phone with me until you fall asleep.
What were they thinking? Take seven.
We were there for each other to understand the things that no one else in the world could.
What were they thinking? Having another baby at their age? And what was I? Just some experiment from their hippie days, and now it's time to start their real family? Go ahead.
They're out of their minds.
It sucks.
Totally.
Cut! Lena, don't you realize this is a tragedy? Can't you give me a bit more enthusiasm?
There were some things we would never make sense of.
Grief is never an easy burden to bear.
And we were there for those, too.
And as we mourn the loss of this beloved wife, mother, and friend, it only makes her choice that much more unfathomable. What measure of despair compels one to commit such an act? We can only take comfort in the fact that she is in a better place now than she found here among us.
My deepest sympathies, Bridget.
We were there for the things we couldn't face alone.
Baby, you okay?
Yeah, I will be soon. I got these stupid heels. Here, hold them for me, will ya? I think I'll run home.
Or the ones we didn't want to face at all. Together, it was as if we formed one single, complete person. Wild, unstoppable Bridget, shy and beautiful Lena, Tibby the rebel, and me, Carmen, the writer. We were 16 and had never been apart. And all that was about to change.
How about this one?
It's great if you want to go to Greece with me like Laverne DeFazio.
Hmm?
70s TV icon. Am I the only one who's like culturally deprived around here?
Oh, it's to be Scrap Picker. Happy pill this morning.
No, actually, I'm saving them up for when I'm stuck doing time at Walman's while the rest of you jet off on your little adventure.
Boo-hoo, Tibby, you are such a drama queen. I am going to South Carolina.
That is only like 3 states away.
It's abandonment, nevertheless. Hate you all.
Oh, please, you're the one who wanted to stay here all summer and angst it out making your documentary.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge hit. Rolling footage on how to stack deodorant. You know, I think I'm going to start my own genre. Call it the succumentary.
Lena, look at this. Oh, my goodness.
They're perfect.
I can't wear a bikini.
Carmen, Dad, don't you know that all the beaches in Greece are nude?
What? I'm just kidding, Lena. God, I envy you. You get to go to a place where there's actually guys.
I thought you were looking forward to, El Campo de Fútbol.
She sure wasn't until she found out it was girls only. No boys allowed.
Don't talk about it.
Pearson. Mm-mm. Sorry, young lady. No more holes.
Tibby?
Take those out right now and try these on.
Look. Put them on. Go.
Ta-da!
Tibby, you're a babe!
Tibby, you look amazing. Turn around.
Turn around. You look wonderful. You look good.
They look great on you. Please buy them.
You try them on there.
But I don't wear jeans.
Yeah, or bikinis, or mini skirts, or anything else that might actually show you have a shape.
I do not. Tibby, those look so great on you. Why can't you just admit it?
No, because I'm wallowing in self-pity.
I'm your meal.
Lena. Are you serious?
Lena Calagaris has a body.
When did this happen?
You look good enough.
You look good, little Lena.
Bridget, you're the one who loves jeans so much. Why don't you try them?
Maybe because I'm 3 inches taller than you.
Mm-hmm. Fair's fair.
Hey, how can they be perfect on you too?
Wow, that is a little weird. I don't know,
but it's really starting to freak me out.
Okay, Karma, it's your turn.
Karma. You try them on.
You
oh,
have
come on,
to.
Me, honestly. Are you serious? You think that a pair of jeans that fits all three of you is going to fit
all of this?
Put them on.
Now.
Get into them. Don't worry about it.
Put them on. Now.
Will you help me get out of them?
Summer, we all try them on.
Yeah.
Let's try them.
All right. My thighs.
Sassy Britchy.
Okay, here we go.
What?
I told you guys, I'm just going to take them off and we're going to pretend like
you're not at all.
Carmen, come over here and look at yourself. They look amazing on you.
Call me crazy, but it's scientifically impossible that a pair of pants could fit me.
And me.
And me.
And me.
This is crazy.
Look at this.
I'm not
going to
save it. I can't explain it. You can't explain it.
Okay, whatever. Let's just ignore it.
You can't just ignore it.
Because it's the sign. The pants are
quiet.
The kids
don't
want
to be. Sometimes you are just
mad. Baby, careful.
Oh, fine, Lena.
Oh, my God.
All I know is it makes every one of our butts look good. That's
right.
Amen.
Fonda, get up. Go on.
Look, there's more going on here than life.
But there's probably leg rest.
In the name of the Father, the Son.
Oh, Carmen, this is hurt.
You guys, but it's still a sacred place. I mean, this is where our moms met, right? Anyway, look, we're gathered here today to honor a gift that has been sent to us.
Well, why do we have to pay for it?
Maybe just
Carmen, go ahead.
Question
is,
what you have to say?
I know. Tonight, on the eve of our separation, magic has come to us in a pair of pants. And I'm proposing that we share them equally and that this summer they travel among us and they'll link us in hearts and spirits, even though we're far apart from each other.
I think that tonight we're the sisters of
the family. Yes. Sisters of the family.
Yes.
We need rules. Every sister has rules.
Thank you. A manifesto.
Okay.
Good point. I love it.
Okay, rule number one. Each sister is going to keep the pants for...
A week.
I think that Lena should be first because Chris is the furthest away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tibby, you next. What's your rule?
I don't have a rule.
Tibby, good.
No picking your nose and wearing pants.
Oh, that's not...
Well, you can cash and scratch. Well, really, picking.
Okay, thanks for the allowance.
Okay, when setting the pants,
we should write a letter
that details the most exciting thing that happens to you while wearing the pants.
That's good.
So, most exciting thing that happens to you.
And what if something exciting happens?
Something exciting is going to happen
to you.
No,
I really don't.
Oh, and when it happens and we reunite, we will document it on the pants themselves.
That's good.
That's rule number six.
Rule number seven. Any removal of the pants must be done by the wearer herself.
Yes, you.
Touché. It works, you know. You may not have that much time to spend with you. So if you get lonely, I want you to come home, okay?
I'm gonna be fine, Mom. We will never, ever wash these pants.
Ew.
Ew, Carmen, that's so unnecessary. Why not?
Because you can't wash the pants.
Why?
Carmen, we have Why? To wash the pants. What, are you going to wash the magic out of the pants?
The magic's not sanitary. No, better one. I have a better one. No double cuffing. Double cuffing the pants, the bottom is tacky.
It is tacky.
Totally tacky.
You know what else is tacky? Tucking in your shirt and wearing a belt at the same time.
Oh,
I don't do that anymore.
I did that
one
time.
In that manifesto.
For me, it's cup or tuck.
Okay, okay.
No cuffing.
My turn.
No tucking.
Good. I like it. Okay, yes, B.
You can never say you look fat while wearing pants.
You can't
even think it.
And take care. And you sure right, huh?
Me too. Bye.
You better get going. Looks like they're starting to board.
That's nine.
We need a final rule.
Final rule.
Okay, pants equal love.
Love your sisters and love yourself.
To the pants.
And the sisterhood.
And the summer. And the rest of our lives.
Together and apart.
I really wouldn't mind walking.
I'm sorry that my Greek isn't so good. Mom said that I'd pick it up in no time. You know, with all the talking. Just with you and with Yaya.
Oh, Lena, I think I'll die and never see my Lena. I think I'll never see you, my Lena.
You like your room? Eh? And your bed? I have put the most beautiful sheets and lace. And from this window, the most beautiful view, eh?
Thank you.
I'd let him sprain my ankle as soon as possible.
Come again?
This whole thing was my mother's idea. She couldn't wait to get rid of me.
God, mine is just stopping all week. I don't know what I'm going to do without you. I'm like, get a life, Mom, you know? What's yours do?
Oh, nothing. Hey, what's that? Don't even think about it. It's against the rules to have flings with the coaches.
Carson, Olivia!
On the train, and I haven't spent more than 4 straight days with you since I was 10. I mean, I love it when you come for Christmas, but a whole summer, it's just the 2 of us. Did I tell you that Mom taught me how to make arroz con pollo? I'm going to cook that for you. I'm glad to know, too. Wait, where are we?
I have a surprise for you. I moved out of Charleston.
And into a development? Dad. You hate development.
When did I say that?
At the Frederick Law Olmsted exhibit at the Smithsonian. You said there's city and there's country and everything else is a wasteland. I was 9 years old and you came to D.C. for one day to visit with a plastics company.
You remember everything.
I don't remember you telling me you moved. What is that? Is that your neighbor?
Actually, we live together. Hey!
You must be Carmen.
Oh. Your daddy has told me so much about you. I just know we're going to have the most wonderful summer together.
Kids! Kids, come on out here!
Kids? But they're not kids, they're teenagers. Just like you.
They live with you? Carmen, this is Krista and this is Paul.
We're going to be bridesmaids together.
Excuse me?
I hadn't quite gotten to that part of the surprise.
Oh, sweetheart.
We're getting married. August 19th.
Hey, you're a real natural with that thing. Took me weeks before I got the hang of it.
Yeah, well, we all have our special talents.
Tibby! I thought I made it perfectly clear that employee headsets are to be worn at all times. Don't make me mention it again.
Excuse me. Where are the shampoos?
Aisle 7.
Price sticker on your forehead.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Dice che la torre. Posso stare, sì?
I'm sorry, I don't speak Greek very well.
We'll have to work on that, won't we?
Thanks for lending me a shirt.
Looks good on you. Sorry if it smells like fish.
Is this your boat?
My grandfather's. Yeah. All the ones with the blue flags are his.
Do you work for him?
Oh, just in the summer. I go to the university in Athens. Yeah. Costas Dounas.
Lena Kilgaris.
Lena Kilgaris. And you are Greek too, eh?
Mm-hmm. So how do you know English so well?
Well, I lived with my parents in Chicago until I was 12.
Oh, my parents moved to the U.S. too. Yeah. But I'm here for the summer. I'm staying with my grandparents.
I have to throw the small ones back. Would you like to help?
No. That's okay.
No. Here, I'll show you. Give me your hand. Put your hand on my hand. Put your hand. Yes. Good. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Luck was on his side today.
I have to go. I should go. But thank you again for saving my life.
Do you dance better than you swim?
Excuse me?
Saturday night. Meet me.
I'm sorry. I can't.
Pick it up!
I am unwritten, can't read my mind, I'm undefined. I'm just beginning.
Hi.
I'm Bridget.
Eric.
I know. So, I hear you go to Columbia.
Yep.
Well, what have you heard about me?
High school won nationals.
MVP. I play forward.
So I've noticed.
I'm 17. Come on, Alicia.
Seven miles.
Oh, God, don't you love to run?
Yeah. It's the best high there is.
Exactly. It's like you're just in this place where nothing bad could ever happen, you know? Like if you just push a bit further, if you just keep moving.
Nothing can touch you. Of course, the endorphins don't suck either.
So Tammy's feeling okay?
Yeah.
So is she going to do baton twirling with you?
We don't know yet. She might just have to hold the banner.
Oh,
sweetheart, why don't we say grace before we start eating dinner?
I would love to. Bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts which we are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Dig in.
This looks great.
I will get that. Oh, it's okay. We don't answer the phone during dinner.
Except that one time. Tell us again how you guys met. Oh.
We've told that story so many times.
Do you want to tell it?
No, I don't want to tell
it. You want me to tell it?
All right.
I dialed the wrong number.
And I answered.
Lydia answered.
During dinner.
Just that one time.
And Lydia agreed to go out with a perfect stranger. Is that
not what happened? No, come on. No.
That is exactly what happened.
We went bowling. It was so much fun.
That was.
Do you remember you bowled a two?
A two is a bad score.
At least I didn't get the bowling ball stuck on my thumb.
The water in the toilet is blue.
Blue?
Yes, Mom, blue. And by the way, doesn't Dad hate bowling?
Bowling?
Well, he's down here bowling. And he says grace.
Grace?
He says grace, Mom, like he gives thanks to God before he eats. We couldn't get him to go to church with us once. Who is this guy? I don't even...
Okay, you need to talk to him, Carmen. Just, háblale. Tell him how you feel.
I do. I do talk to him. I talk to him all the time.
Yeah, like you talk to me? No.
This is important, Carmencita. What he did was wrong.
I'm going to get on a plane and I'm just going to come down there.
No, Mom! Look, okay, you'd never want him to be happy, and that's why you blame him, and this is going to work out great. It's going to be fine.
Dear Tibby, I think we may have been very, very wrong about the pants. The one time I wore them, I almost drowned and then got plucked onto a fishing boat by a guy who made me touch a live fish. It was disgusting. At least I'm getting some good sketching in. I love everything about this island. Not except that you're not with me. Infinite X's and O's. Lina.
How was Sam?
Fine. I have found this in the laundry. Is it yours?
No, actually, I sort of borrowed it. When I went down to the harbor, I went swimming, and someone just lent it to me.
Oh, someone. Someone who? A boy? Yeah? Which one? I know everyone. Don't mind them. They're your cousins.
They're cousins too? How many do I have?
Plenty of them. Don't change the subject. Out with it.
Out. His name is Costas. Dunas.
Dunas? He's a Dunas? Stop it! You must never speak of them. They are liars, they are thieves, they are barbarians. Κασμάς, ούτε τα έχεις ούτε τίποτα. Της μια στιγμή της δάνεις σε αυτό να το βάλει απάνω της για να μην καεί, να μην κρυώσει. Your grandfather would die if he knew about this. You must never see this boy again. You understand?
Yes.
No, that's not enough. You have to swear.
I swear.
They delivered it to my house by mistake. They must have got the number screwed up. See, this says 721 and I'm 271. I'm Bailey.
Yeah, you're the one that got painted the other day, right? At Walman's. I was there.
Oh, yeah. You're the weird girl with the price sticker on your forehead.
Right here, I got some for you. It was lying next to you. I opened it up to see if there was an ID in it.
So you ripped off my wallet?
Oh, that's kind of like a thank you, but different.
I think I had more than $4 in here.
Did you seriously think I would steal your money? I opened it to see if there was an ID in there. Okay, there wasn't. There was a school photo and a pathetic picture of a kitten.
Oh, so what's in yours? A woman's employee card or license to ride a bike?
Oh, excuse me, I get my learner's permit next week and... How old are you, like 10?
12.
Whatever, same difference.
No, it's not. When I was 10, I didn't have an iPod.
Oh, no, you're so cool. And what are you listening to in there? Teletubbies Hit Parade? You woke her up. Thank you.
My suck.
What?
I'm gonna babysit on your day off. Why are you working there anyway?
It just so happens that I need some extra money for new video equipment, and when I finally got around to looking for a new job, Walman's was the... Why am I telling you this? Don't you have somewhere you need to be?
Not really. Looks like you got a lot already. Are you making a movie or something?
More like an ode.
To what?
Lives of quiet desperation. Human existence at its limit.
Fascinating. Maybe you need an assistant.
Maybe I don't.
You wouldn't have to pay me or anything. I could just...
No.
I'll carry equipment and stuff.
Hi, honey. Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. Who's your friend?
She's not.
Bailey. Bailey Grafman. Well, I gotta go. See you around, Tibby.
At the hotel. Would you mind stopping by Paul's game?
Sure. He's an unbelievable soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just stop for 1 second, okay? It's right on the way.
Yeah. I didn't think your team was scrimmaging till later today.
They're not. I just came out early to check out the competition.
Oh. Well, you're looking at her.
You're awfully sure of yourself, huh?
I don't know what I want.
Paul Rodman.
Oh, so you're the Golden Boy's dad. Good player.
Yeah, he is.
Scrimmage relay, as in practice, as in everyone on the team needs to get some.
We all know you're a superstar, okay? We got it. I'll save it for the championship.
Who do we got, Deanna?
Katie, you're up.
Okay, Katie, let's go, let's go, let's go!
The hotel that's doing our wedding had a water main break. The whole place is flooded.
And the repairs won't be done for months.
So perfect.
I'm never going to find another place in time. I'm just...
We'll find a place.
I'm sorry.
Lydia never had a real wedding.
My dad died just before my first.
Come on, let's get you home. We'll work this out. Hey, Paul? You want to play tennis with Tommy?
Good shuffle.
What?
Lydia needs me, sweetie. Besides, it'll be a good chance for you guys to get to know each other.
Yeah. Paul doesn't talk.
Yeah, he's a little shy. Go on. It'll be fun. We'll play tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Oh, my God, are you okay? Oh, my gosh. Are you okay? I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. It's swelling. I'm so sorry.
No big deal.
We should just stop. I'm tired anyway.
Calimera, Elena.
No, I saw it. I didn't. Well, here's your shirt. Thanks again.
Lena, wait. I was just about to take her out. Come with me.
No, I shouldn't even be here at all.
They told you, didn't they?
You think this is funny? Our grandparents hate each other. You knew my name. Why didn't you just say something the other day?
Well, because the arguments of old men have nothing to do with us.
Well, they're not arguing about nothing. What was the fight about?
What everything here is about. Money and fish. My grandfather, since your grandfather cheated him. Your grandfather, since my grandfather, sold him fish that make his whole restaurant sick.
So what's the truth?
The truth is that it's a beautiful day. And why should the rest of it matter?
Because it does.
Tibby, now I've had another complaint of receipt withholding. So, this is your second offense, and...
You're going to have to dock my pay.
That's right. Also, the dress code strictly prohibits blue jeans. Great.
What are you doing with my stuff?
Your mom gave it to me. I told her I was your assistant.
You what?
What? She seemed to think it was a good idea.
Okay, look, you seem like a sweet kid. No, you seem like a pain in the ass. But look, I have my own friends. Three best friends. And even though they left me here to rot this summer, I'm not looking for any new ones.
Neither am I. I just think it'd be cool to learn about filmmaking. Besides, I think I found a good subject for an interview. His name is Brian McBrien, king of Dragon Slayer. We're just broken every record there is. Okay, so he's definitely not what you'd call lame, but I figured he'd be a good contrast to all the loser types in the movie. So we're setting up. Go stand next to him, pretend like you're a fan, like you watch him all the time or something. Right, and action. Video Arcade Wizards are fixtures at most convenience stores. Brian McBrien is a fixture at this one. Dragon Slayer, he says, is his calling. Brian, you spend a lot of time here?
Sometimes all day.
So you prefer to spend most of your time here at the Quick Mart instead of out in the real world?
Well, maybe he finds the world of Dragon Slayer more interesting. Tell us about it, Brian.
Well, basically, you're Dirk the Daring in the year 1305 AD. See, the goal is to rescue Princess Daphne, who's being guarded by Singe the Dragon. See, chamber number one is the snake room. See, snakes slither from the ceiling.
Really?
And you don't even get to see the dragon until chamber number 23. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you must have run out of tape.
Oh. What about the rest of the interview?
Well, we could always come back tomorrow, I guess. I mean, that's cool
yeah.
with you.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo están? ¿Qué día tan bueno, no? Papi, ¿cómo dormiste? ¿Bien?
You all right?
Claro que sí, ¿por qué no?
Is she speaking Spanish?
Oh, is that okay? Is that all right?
Oh,
sure.
Just that nobody understands it.
Oh, come on, Dad. You know that is not true. He and my mom, they used to speak Spanish all the time, especially when they started being all douchey, and they
wow.
didn't want me
it,
to,
it's 9 o'clock?
I gotta drop that. Like, bust out in Spanish, but I totally understand.
Carmen, you're not gonna believe this. We have decided to have the wedding right here at home.
With a big party in the backyard.
Mm. Dancing under the stars. Oh, it's gonna be perfect.
Que bueno. Where's, Paul?
Oh, he had an appointment.
At the hospital?
Why would you say that?
Well, we were playing tennis the other day, and, well, I hit him, but it was an accident, and...
Oh, no, but he's okay, He just
had to do something.
For the, yeah.
Yo.
What's going on? Where exactly is Paul?
He's in Atlanta, honey. Visiting his father. His dad's in a facility. He's an alcoholic. Every month, Paul takes a bus to visit him. Krista refuses to see him. She's not ready for that. Lydia doesn't want to upset her by talking about it, so we just say that Paul's out for the day.
Uh-huh. Shampoo.
Very, very practical, Marie.
Come on.
No. Hamburgers. Every day. But you guys hear, actually, they're finally giving a Saturday off.
Oh, hallelujah. Can you say cantina?
Hey, where's the cantina?
I don't know.
I think somewhere up the road. Why?
He wants me to go.
What?
He wants me to go. Come on, why else would he have said that right in front of me?
Oh, this is my favorite part. When he takes the big risk and launches the catapult.
Oh, shh, Bailey, come on. I'm trying to see if there's something we can use from this.
What was in the package?
Just those pair of pants over there. Sharing them with my friends for the summer.
These? What's so great about an old pair of jeans?
Nothing. They just happen to mysteriously fit us all perfectly.
Really? I wonder what they'd look like on me. You know, on the off chance you'd ever let me try them on? Like now, for example?
Bailey, go ahead. Just do whatever you want, okay? I need some quiet.
My karma boutier. I'm writing from the post office, and this express mail costs more than I make in 2 hours at Walman's. So these jeans better get to you tomorrow.
Here we are on a typical Bethesda corner where generations of young entrepreneurs have proved the old adage, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. So the question on my mind is fresh squeeze or powder?
What does it matter if it's good lemonade?
Let me ask a question.
I'm sad to report that absolutely nothing of consequence happened to me while wearing the pants. I spilled a Sprite, and Duncan, my rat-faced manager, accused me of receipt withholding.
Receipt withholding?
In rat-faced manager lingo, that means forgetting to give the customer a sales slip.
You know, I was reading that Bill Gates, when he was younger, he ran a lemonade stand.
That, you don't know that. That's not...
Yeah, I do. I read it in a magazine.
Where did you read that?
In a magazine.
Other than that, the only thing that I have to show for the pants is the kid that delivered them. Some wise-ass pain in the neck who's decided to permanently glue herself to my hip.
She's just tired. She's been there a really long time, all day.
What is she doing right there? Tell me.
She's just thinking.
She's thinking. I think she's trying to grow a brain. That's what she's doing.
Too bad you can't express mail 12-year-olds.
And I wish you the very best of luck on this endeavor.
Good morning.
Sorry to wake you, but I was just wondering if Maria could grab your sheets.
Maria?
Our housekeeper. I told her you usually slept late, but I don't think she understood me. Her English isn't real good.
Okay, right. I'll just wash my own sheets.
No. Don't be silly. Maria can certainly do your sheets, not a problem.
Lydia, it's
a beautiful day. There's no reason why you should be washing sheets.
Oh, it's not a problem at all. I usually do it myself anyway. I do it all the time. I'm so used to it. People wash their sheets all the time. Okay.
Been here long?
Costa, what are you doing here?
It's a fish market. This is where I sell my fish. Right. But you already knew that, eh?
Excuse me?
Yeah, no one sees me at a smelly fish market unless they're waiting for someone.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I just came to sketch that old church over there.
May I?
It's not finished.
You didn't tell me you were an artist.
I'm not really.
Lena, you are. My parents were married in that church before they left for the United States.
Why did they come back to Greece?
They didn't. They were killed in a car accident when I was 12. I come back to live with my grandfather.
I'm sorry.
What made you choose to paint this?
I don't know. I liked it because when you first look at it, it looks kind of forgotten, but then you realize that that's why it's beautiful. It's perfect in all its loneliness.
You see, Lena Caligaris, you are an artist. And you should finish it.
Well, maybe some other time. I mean, I really should go off. My grandparents saw me here. They
what? Is it really them you're afraid of? Or is it something else?
What do you mean? You don't even know me.
I'm trying to. But can't you see that?
He's right, Carr. I am afraid. There's a part of me that wants to let him in, but then I feel myself put this wall up, and I don't understand why. Maybe that's what strikes me most about Kostas, that despite everything he suffered, he can still look at life in the most uncomplicated way. I've never known that kind of faith. Makes me so sad that people like Kostas and Bridget, who have lost everything, can still be open to love. While I, who have lost nothing, am not.
Can I ask you a question, please? Promise you won't laugh at me. Honestly, I'm standing here, afraid I'll be betrayed. As twisted as it seems, I only feel love when it's in my dreams. So let in the morning light and let the darkness fade away. Can you turn my black rose to red? Can you turn my black rose to red? Yeah, I feel
out the doctors.
Who is?
Little girl next door. I don't know why, though. I heard they were stopping treatment.
Treatment?
She has leukemia. Found it a couple of years ago, poor thing.
Like, you know.
logical. I go, this ain't local, mad in the vocal.
Sorry.
Hey kid.
There's a blue light here.
Your time has come to change.
Not at all.
So I need you more than I needed anyone in any way tonight. Hey kid. Yeah, I know it won't be long. The captain's calling. Come to see you back where we belong. There's something inside me that's breaking. Something inside says there's somewhere better there.
Bertie, what do you like best about working here at Walmart?
Pays the bills. Well, most of them anyway. I also work part-time over at the sweet shop across the way. They've got one of them blending machines, you know, for the mix-ins. And whenever I get bored, I do experiments.
Experiments? Oh, that's so cool. Here, plug that in. Sorry, I'm late.
Okay.
What's your best one so far?
Gee, I don't know. There was one the other day, and it turned out really good. It had pralines, blueberries, and a whole bunch of graham crackers.
Awesome. You know Baskin-Robbins? They hire these ice cream scientists whose job is to invent 3 new flavors every month.
Really?
Yeah. You know who'd be good at something like that? You.
You think so? Oh, geez. I gotta get back to work. Duncan's gonna have a hissy fit. See you later.
Sorry. I know you hate it when I butt in like that.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to mess up the whole interview with you.
You didn't. You were good.
So, who told you?
Told me what?
You found out, didn't you?
We still have time for one more interview.
It's called leukemia. Yeah, and I would like to come with you. Are you just asking because you feel sorry for me?
I don't know. Maybe.
You look beautiful.
I love you, Mama.
Carmen? Carmen, you're next, sweetheart.
I
beg your pardon? I look like a tramp.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure Barbara can work on this for you.
Here you go.
Oh, well, let's see here. Well, we need to let this out here. Right, way out, and hopefully we can dig up some extra fabric, and this needs some serious work here. And frankly, I think we're better off just starting from scratch on this one.
Okay, good. Can I take this off now?
Sure, certainly, darling. Go ahead.
Barbara, I'm so sorry. I had no idea her father would be so off when he guessed her size.
Well, usually a roughly constructed prototype works as a starting point, but in this case...
Maybe we could add a long line corset.
Yes, that'll
right. Well, that was
cinch
that
it in.
Right, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It is a wedding, and I do want it to look uniform. I mean, mm-hmm. will she mm-hmm. look like Krista?
Oh, right. Definitely. You know, it's just never mind.
All right.
We will fix the hem on Krista's, and we'll just start over on the other one.
Carmen. The other one's name is Carmen. Carmen. And you know what, lady? You just forget about the dress, okay? We can just tell everybody that Carmen's Puerto Rican. And it never occurred to you that she might be built differently. Or that unlike you and your daughter, she has an ass that the tailor didn't have enough bolts of material to cover. Or better yet, just tell everyone there is no Carmen. Carmen doesn't exist. Carmen, honey. Carmen.
What?
You heard me. I don't want to see you go past midfield. You got that? Now go!
Dear Lena, when I got your letter, I screamed for about 10 minutes. So, you found a hottie after all, huh? Well, me too. His name is Eric. Did I mention he's one of the coaches and 100% off-limits? But I don't care. I've never wanted anything this much in my entire life. I'm still waiting for Karma Poochie to send me the pants. And in the meantime, I'm throwing all my pent-up energy into soccer. Although that only seems to get me into more trouble. What can I say? I'm obsessed. And as we all know, obsessed girls cannot be responsible for our actions. Can they?
Can't stop it!
You watch me play today. What do you think?
I don't know if I've ever seen anyone with that much intensity. Ever.
Well, I think I might have been showing off for you just a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
No. You know, it's more than that. You scare the hell out of me.
Single-minded to the point of recklessness.
What?
It's what the school shrink called me. After my mom died, a few of the teachers thought that, I don't know, I needed to be evaluated or something. So I met with a guy. I talked and he wrote. I've never told anyone that before.
Okay, Bridget.
No, don't say anything. Not now, okay?
Arisha!
Έχουμε γυρέψει ένα χταποδάκι με μακαρόνι γιάχνη. Να γλύψει τα δάχτυλα μη μου πίσω. Όχι, το ξέρω, είναι η αδυναμία σου. Τι, δεν μπορεί. Εδώ.
Καλά, θα
πάω. Θα φάτε. Τι γίνεται, δεν μου λες.
You got a key, honey?
No.
Doesn't look like anybody's home.
They're probably out looking for me. But I'll be fine. Thank you.
All right.
You know what to do with it.
Dave, it's me. It's Carmen. I'm coming home. Everything got screwed up and I snapped and I don't care and I'm just fed up and I can't be here, so I called you because I knew. No, you'd understand.
You know what I like most about the stars? You look at them, at all of them up there, and you just know there's got to be something more than life. There has to be.
Are you scared?
Not a dying, really. It's more that I'm afraid of time. Not having enough of it. Time to figure out who I'm supposed to be, to find my place in the world before I have to leave it. I'm afraid of what I'll miss.
Bridget just lights everything up. She makes everything more fun. And Carmen is brilliant, but she doesn't know it. And Tibby kind of marches to her own drum. Kind of jealous of her.
Why?
Well, because she knows who she is.
Don't you?
I don't know. I think I know who I want to be. What you were saying the other day about me being afraid, well, it's hard to explain. All my life, everybody's always kind of seen me a certain way. And I don't.
That's all right, I understand.
Do you?
Yeah. Some people show off their beauty because they want the world to see it. Others try to hide their beauty because they want the world to see something else.
And what do you see?
Everything.
Dear Bridget, I guess I was kidding myself to think that when the pants arrived, they were somehow going to make everything better. I mean, I don't blame them for what happened, but... anyway, I do hope that they bring you better luck than they did me. And even more than that, B, may they bring you good sense. I know it sounds boring, but trust me from recent experience, a little common sense, it's not such a bad thing, B. More than well. Love you, Carmen.
Your dad called. He wanted to make sure you got home okay. So sorry, baby. I knew this would happen.
Mom, please.
Well, now you know why I was so afraid of you going there. I don't want to say I told you so.
Then don't.
Hugging a pair of jeans?
These aren't just jeans. They make things happen.
Sweet.
I felt like I was living in some freak show known as the Land of the Blondes, and guess who was the freak?
I'm sure it wasn't that bad.
It was. It was horrible. Okay, Paul, he doesn't talk. He didn't say a word. And Krista, she's this perky little nightmare. And her mom, they're like sunshine twins on uppers, except when, God forbid, something happened with the wedding plans. Because to me, I don't think there was a single conversation that didn't revolve around flowers or hors d'oeuvre menus or guest lists or tablecloths.
I'm sure they were just excited.
Tim, can you pretend to be on my side?
It's not about sides, Carr. There are worse things than your dad getting married. Sure, he probably could have handled it better.
Timmy, he didn't handle it at all.
Tell him that.
Why should I have to?
You shouldn't have to throw a rock at him either.
I didn't throw a rock at him. I threw it at them. They're the problem, Timmy. They're the ones who ruined everything. And why are you giving me this hypocritical lecture about treating people decently when you walk around screaming, "Screw the world!" Because that's easier than feeling something.
think she's getting too much sun.
You're probably right. Maybe I'll go for a walk, get some fresh air.
You call that nothing?
I'm sorry.
In this life, family is the most precious gift we are given. The most sacred. Turn your back on them, and that is when you truly have nothing.
It happened just how I always imagined it would. So why do I feel this way, Lena? How can something that's supposed to make you feel so complete end up leaving you so empty? I just wish so much I could talk to my mom. I need her. And that scares me.
I can't babysit today. Bailey and I have an interview.
Bailey's in the hospital, sweetheart. Her mom called.
Honey, she's not doing well.
Oh.
It's Bethesda Memorial. I tried calling you. Come on, I'll drive you over to see her.
That's okay. I'll go by there if I have time.
But if you're like squirrels.
I am mad at my dad. I am mad at my dad. Why is that so hard for me to say, Tibby? I have no problem being mad at you.
I noticed.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Tibby. What I said, it was not nice. It was awful, and I'm sorry.
Well, maybe sometimes it's easier to be mad at the people you trust.
Why? Why? Why is that?
Because you know they'll always love you no matter what. Huh?
Well, your mom told me about your friend, Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey. Yeah, she's not really my friend. Well, you know, I mean, yeah. Yeah, a little. But, you know, she's 12.
Your letters, they made her sound like,
Oh, she drives you crazy. I mean, we'll be doing interviews, right? Talking to people, and she'll just jump in out of nowhere and start asking these questions. Just ask them anything she wants about their lives, like she's trying to get to know them or something.
Well, is she gonna be okay?
I don't know. I don't know.
Λένα Γαλιγκάρι, ένα δέμα από το Μεξικό.
Θέλουμε ντομάτες, μέταλλο και έλιες. Και μην ξεχάσεις το ψωμί.
I need to say something to you. You can pretend that you don't understand me, but I know you do. People have always said to me that I take after Yaya, that I have her face and her smile, but what no one ever sees is that there's this whole other part of me that is just like you, quiet and stubborn and afraid of showing too much. And then I met someone who changed everything, and he showed me that I can take a chance, even if it's only for a moment.
Lena,
Venga, Milici.
You had that same moment once, when you met Yaya, and you risked everything for it. That was your chance, Babu, and I'm asking now to have mine.
Go.
If I could take you away, pretend I was queen, what would you say? Would you think I am red? Cause everybody's got the way.
Oh, I'd never see you again.
I love you.
Glad you called.
I want.
It's all right. You don't have to apologize, sweetheart. You were upset. I know.
No, Dad, you don't know. That's just it. You've never known. Because I've never been able to tell you.
Told me what?
That I'm angry with you, Dad. This entire thing about you and Lydia and the kids.
It's my fault. I should have told you about them before, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should have warned me, but it's more than that. It's the fact that you found yourself this new family. And I feel like some outsider who doesn't even belong to you anymore. It's like you traded me and Mom in for something that you thought was better. And I want to know why. Are you ashamed of me? Are you embarrassed? Just tell me, Dad, what did I do wrong? Why did you leave? Why did you have to go? And then tell me that we were going to be closer, but that never happened. Then why does Paul visit his alcoholic dad every month? But you only visit me twice a year. And I know you just seem so happy about being Paul and Kristen's dad. But you never even had the time to be mine.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I wish that were enough, Dad.
Where's your little friend these days? I got used to having her hanging around. A couple of weeks ago, she saw I was having a bad time of it. Asked me if I wanted to talk. She's kind of special that way, huh?
Dear Tibby, my heart is too full to write about it just now. And you won't believe I'm saying this, but I really think the pants did bring this to me. We were right all along, Tibby. The pants are magic. And I know that if you let them, they'll bring you some too. All my love, Lena. Showed up.
What's that?
It's Dragon Slayer. Brian came by yesterday and dropped it off. He said it wasn't as good as the real thing, but at least to keep me practicing. He helped me get to level 10, the one where the castle's under siege.
That's cool.
He's a pretty decent guy, Brian.
Yeah, he is. You were right and I was wrong, but I'm wrong about most people, so.
The important thing is you always change your mind about him.
I brought something for you. Ta-da!
The traveling pants.
Yeah. I just got them back from Lena.
The one in Greece?
Yeah, she said that we were right all along, that they really are magic, and I don't know the details, but I do know Lena, and for her to say that means that, that it must be true. So lot. I was thinking, you know, maybe you could have them for a while.
They didn't fit me, remember?
Yeah, I know. I know, but that doesn't really matter. You know, none of it really matters. Listen, you have to take them, Bailey. Okay, you have to let them help you. Please. I know that you're tired, okay, but you can't give up. These pants will give you a miracle. You have to believe.
Jimmy, the pants have already worked their magic on me. They brought me to you. I want you to do something for me.
What?
Finish your movie.
Why?
Because you can't.
Painted the porch. Say, what do you say we go to Mario's to celebrate your homecoming?
Maybe later, Dad. I'm pretty tired from the trip. Hey, it's me, Bailey. You don't have to use this in your movie or anything. Although, now that I think of it, fainting in Walman's does kind of qualify me as a loser. But then again, wearing a prize sticker on your forehead probably makes you one, too. You know, I don't know, Tibby. Maybe the truth is there's a little bit of loser in all of us, you know? Being happy isn't having everything in your life be perfect. Maybe it's about stringing together all the little things, like wearing these pants or getting to a new level of Dragon's Lair. Making those count for more than the bad stuff. Maybe we just get through it. That's all we can ask for.
Don't you answer your phone anymore?
Carmen, I really don't have time.
Tip, Bridget needs us.
Hey!
See, I told you the smell of junk food would wake her up.
We have invited ourselves over for a sleepover.
But it seems you are already asleep.
Yeah. I feel so tired.
Well, then you should talk to us
so that we can fix this. This is the perfect pizza.
And it's the bacon.
I think it's the olives.
The bacon.
Honestly, you too.
Maggie! What? Maggie, no! Hey, you know who would have loved this, Bibi? Your mom.
Yeah. Remember this one time she decided that, she'd make one herself. She always woke up starving after one of her episodes. I was just sitting in the kitchen doing my homework, and she just walked in and just started making this thing. Now, I don't even know if you could call it a pizza. It was more like the entire contents of our refrigerator on the room for us. Craziest part is, I actually ate it.
Of course you did.
And I ate every single bit of that pizza in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're laughing the whole time. It's great. And we're thinking that maybe there won't be any more bad spells. Maybe she'll just be happy like this forever.
It's okay to miss her, B. I mean, as hard as it is to be sad about it, don't you think maybe it's harder not to be?
I don't understand. It hurts too much.
I know.
No, you don't know. You just want to feel good and happy and alive. If I feel alive, it doesn't seem like she's dead. But if I'm not sad, then it proves that I'm not like her.
But you didn't have to prove that to anybody. I mean, you have a strength in you that your mom never had. As much as she wanted to, she couldn't find it.
You have something else to do.
Lucy's?
Yeah, I think I did. Thanks. So, what are you doing here?
I was looking for you, actually.
Oh, yeah, we're on Hobart Place, not the street. It's really confusing.
Yeah, that would do it. So, I'm on my way back to Columbia.
It's not exactly nearby.
No, it's not exactly nearby. I just want to say that what happened between us was my fault.
Fault?
Not fault. My responsibility. I should have known better.
Well,
it's just...
I didn't exactly tell you to slow down. Problem is, for all the wrong reasons. And all the things that I was trying to run away from just ended up catching up with me that much sooner. Anyway, friends.
Hey, friends. when you're 20 and probably a soccer star at some huge college, and there's a million guys after you, promise me you'll give me a shot.
Deal.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Decided we change it for her.
Yeah, Carmen, how about a little road trip?
What are you talking about?
Mom,
what?
Mom,
no,
no,
what are you talking about?
It's Carmen,
your
father's wedding. Don't you think it's important for you to be there?
Athena, if it was that important, then my dad would pick up the phone and tell me that himself.
Well, maybe he's still recovering from the last conversation he had.
I'm not sure that was entirely helpful.
I'm just saying, you know, parents screw up. It's what they're good at.
And it's up to us to do the things that they can.
Yeah, well, he's going to throw me out of the wedding.
People are going to throw you out of the wedding.
And if he does,
we'll do that right away.
What aren't you guys understanding? I mean, what?
What aren't you understanding?
So this is the view from my window. And these are my cousins' donkeys.
This is George and George Jr.
Oh,
grandparents. Caldera.
Oh, God, forget the caldera. I want to see the guy.
Yeah, where's the boy?
I'm sitting in the back once the ceremony begins. You know, the caldera is actually the top of a volcano.
Okay, Lena,
once the ceremony's done, we're leaving.
We're not hanging around.
Oh my God, Lena!
I know,
isn't he gorgeous?
I was referring to holding a fish.
Okay. Oh, you know, like.
Hey, spirit, attack the driver!
Oh my God.
Is it fair to bribe the driver to turn around and go back
home? Oh, yeah, we'd want money, because Tibby is the only one of us working this
Hey, time. Hey, I actually stacked my last shelf at Woolman's. Thank you very much.
Wait, so does this mean there's going to be a ceremonial burning of the smock?
No, actually, Duncan took the smock. But I do have my name tag.
Can we burn it?
Hey, how did your documentary turn out?
Well, it actually evolved into something quite different than I expected, so.
What are you going to call it?
Baby. It's a bad.
We're gonna be late.
What is she doing in there?
Carmen!
I changed my mind, guys. I can't do this.
Yes, you can!
Lena, I can't.
Carmen?
What?
Carmen, please come out. I promise you everything's gonna be okay.
Me, how do you know that?
Because of what I'm holding.
Rhythm, I'll make you brave.
I can't wear a pair of jeans to a wedding. And besides, your week isn't up.
Well, rule number 11. In the event of an emergency, the pants will automatically go to the sister in need, regardless of the schedule.
Bea, there is no rule number 11.
Well, I think there should be. And I'm invoking it now.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good rule to me, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, are you going to put them on yourself, or are we going to have to do it for you?
Dearly beloved, we are assembled here in the presence of God and these witnesses to celebrate the joining of this man and this woman in the unity of marriage.
I'm sorry. Could you hold that thought for 1 minute? I'm sorry. There's an important member of our family who should be up here with us. My daughter. Carmen.
Dad, I'm not dressed.
I need you.
Dearly beloved, we are assembled here in the presence of God and these witnesses to celebrate the joining of this man and this woman in the unity of marriage. There are no obligations on earth sweeter or tenderer than those...
It would be easy to say that the pants changed everything that summer. But looking back now, I feel like our lives changed because they had to. And that the real magic of the pants was in bearing witness to all of this. And in somehow holding us together when it felt like nothing would ever be the same again. Some things never would be.
But we knew now that no matter how far we traveled on our own separate paths,
somehow we would always find our way back to each other.
And with that, we could get through anything.
To us, who we were and who we are, and who we'll be.
To the pants. And the sisterhood.
And this moment, and the rest of our lives.
Together and apart.
What's this life anyway? What's it to you and me? What's it to anyone who are we supposed to be? Make me a storybook.